Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Croden, and you're tuned into Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the show where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the week, the wild, the wacky, and this week has just been such a treasure trove, treasures untold for celebrity gossip. Now, I couldn't do this without my two co-hosts. Well, we have Arbiter of Beauty and Style, Gwen Flamberg.
Well, hi, guys. It's so nice to be here, orbiting beauty and style.
Excellent. And arbiter of, well, everything else. And, you know, a little bit of beauty and style herself, baby woman Sarah Huron.
Travis, it's been a week, let me tell you. I know you know, but my God, it's the reality TV gods are just, thank you so much for your service, everyone on reality television.
Gando Ball.
All of them are doing the most. And I was just telling Sarah before the show, what a time for me to catch up on Vanderpump Rules. The day before Scandoval broke, I had just watched my episode after, like, you know, 4 months of starting at season one. What a time to be alive. Well, before we get into Scandoval, which I can't wait, let us start with our woes of the week. These are the stories that made our co-hosts grab their proverbial pearls, clutch them tight, maybe even rip them and let them spill on the ground, a la Batman in every movie, his poor mother. Gwen Flamberg, what made you go woe this week?
Well, guys, Versace had a fashion show in old LA town, Los Angeles, shocking. And it just brought out, like, the absolute icon. We are talking Miley Cyrus, Elton John. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this front row. So, guys, you know what to do. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish and check it out. I love this trend of brands doing fashion shows in, like, random places, not their normal places, you know?
I do too. It's like when they do it like in the train station in Paris and like all of those, like in front of the Eiffel Tower. I mean, yes. Give it to us. But you're spending, like, 8 million plus. At least give us a great show.
Exactly. But Versace, you know, usually shows in Italy, in Milan. But, like, why not? Los Angeles has become the epicenter of the world, of course, thanks to Scandoval and other things. So, I mean, obviously makes sense.
Yeah, Versace's a very LA brand too. Baby woman Sarah Huron, what made you go woe this week?
Well, I mean, first of all, quick shout out Miley Cyrus' new album. I love it. And I'm glad she looked great at that fashion show. I'm just a Miley stan, so I'm happy she's out and about and releasing new music. But what made me go woe, besides Scandoval, which literally is living rent free in my head, I had a moment of reprieve of talking and freaking out about something else when Jen Shah released her prison diary from prison. She has a website, DearJenShaw.com, that her lawyer is running, and Sharif, her husband, and they released the first two installments of what I assume will be a 5 to 6.5 year series, as she is sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for fraud, but likely will serve in around 5.5 based on my calculations of how long you have to do your federal prison sentences. Got a lot of lawyer stuff to talk about today. Good. But I just need to read an excerpt from the second installment.
Please, I'm ready for my morning breakfast of special.
This is Jen Shah. Today is Saturday. There is a 6 a.m. brown bag breakfast brought into the common area of our unit. I was so tired, I didn't wake up, but Special K got one for me. Special K is the friend she made on the day that she reported to prison. Special K also reported to prison. Iconic. She is kind, and there are not many kind people in this place. It has one piece of wheat bread, an apple, two packets of jelly, and a packet of instant oatmeal. I ate the piece of bread. A lady was offering instant coffee in the common room, but I didn't have a mug. I saved the apple and meal and oatmeal packet in my locker since I don't go to the commissary until next
Tuesday.
Commissary. Because I don't go to the
famous. Teresa Giudice would buy her hair dye at the commissary.
I don't go to the commissary until next Tuesday. If I get hungry, at least I have something to eat. I cried silently sitting on my top bunk bed last night, pretending to fall asleep reading a book. But in actuality, my chest was hurting as if my heart had broken in a million pieces. This part is great, too. As I stare into the dark, I think this has to be a dream. But here I am. I keep thinking this is insane, completely ridiculous. Why am I here? I mean, I know I am here, but this just feels like someone like me doesn't belong here. I've never been in trouble before. Then I instantly stop myself from going down the self-destructive path of thinking, I am here because of my bad decisions. I am here because I did this to myself, and there is no one to blame but me.
Good dramatic reading. It's really sad. I know it's her first day's reporting, so they're going to be sad, but I don't know if I can read this. Like,
I have the opposite effect. I don't have any sympathy for this woman. I think it's kind of pathetic that she's trying to make us feel bad for her. And personally, I just can't wait for like the installment in a few weeks. It's like Special K and I had a falling out. Like, well, you know, she's going to be in drama.
I feel like she and Special K, she's like teeing it up for them to have a reality show when they
break
free. Yeah.
And like, as I said before, I assume Jen will get out early to some degree, like 80% of her prison sentence, but maybe not. Like, she could end up in like reunion style fights with Special K, or Special K and her could team up and take down some of the other women. And she could end up doing her full 6.5 years, because who knows if she could, good behavior. I mean, we've never seen that from her before. So we're giving her the benefit of the doubt to think she's going to get out early.
The Real Housewives of the Penitentiary. I'm tuning in. If they're going to let
give
cameras
Special
roll
K
in.
A snowflake.
Give her a, I think they would be holding shivs. I think probably for the Real Housewives of the Penitentiary, just like little handmade, like stabby stabs.
Yeah.
Well, my woe of the week has to be, and nothing captured my attention, pieces to all of it that keep coming out. But a friend sent me what I think is a good way to start if you know nothing about Vanderpump Rules to sort of explain the situation. So let me do it from her words. Thank you, Morgan. So on Friday, audiences learned that Tom Sandoval, who is 37, and his partner...
He's actually 40 and was lying about his age. We went on Nexus.
Oh, fantastic. 40-year-old and lying about his age, Tom Sandoval, and partner Ariana Maddox, who is 38. God, that's so weird that he like let everyone think that she was older than him. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Have separated because Tom Sandoval had a affair with Raquel Levis, 28. Now, Raquel, her real name is Rachel. She changed it in right when she got on the show. She was previously engaged to DJ James Kennedy on the show, and he was said to have hooked up with Tom's best friend, Tom Schwartz, who just divorced his wife of 7 years, Katie. Now, Tom and Ariana were together for 10 years, and they were recently deemed the series' strongest couple until now. Now, I think that's a pretty good wrap up of what is going on right now, but it does not stop there. Sheena Shea is a big character on the show and hysterical, and she was doing a huge press tour with Raquel last week, including Us Weekly. And they went on Watch What Happens Live, and then they went out for cocktails after, and allegedly, says Raquel, Sheena grabbed her neck, pushed her up against a wall, and possibly hit her in the face. She uploaded some photos of what looks like a coffin nail end in her eyebrow and some black eyeness underneath. Now, Sheena's lawyer released a statement exclusively to Us denying these claims, say she did not hit her. And the shadiest thing I've ever heard from a lawyer in her life, that those under eye black marks have been there for, quote, months. I mean, shady.
No, I stand this lawyer. She also called Raquel a liar and a known liar.
And a known liar and a cheat.
Sheena and the whole cast want nothing to do with her after the March 29th hearing, where Sheena will share her truth.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh my is right. Now, this scandal happened right when they were about to be done filming for this current season, season 10. But of course, the producers canceled their trips to Maui and went right back and were filming all of this Scandoval. They have not done the reunion yet. It's amazing. They haven't done the reunion yet, but fans and me are wondering if Sheena and Raquel are even going to be allowed to be in the same room.
There's talks about
having personal security. Thank you, buddy. Paralegal.
The lawyer, my new idol, Sheena Shea's lawyer, did tell us that it's obviously up to Bravo executives if they change the date, but it is currently scheduled for within these next 2 weeks, which would be before this March 29th hearing, in which they cannot physically be within 100 yards of each other. So one of them may have to skip the reunion, or maybe Raquel will have to zoom in. Of course, it's Sheena's lawyer saying maybe Raquel will have to zoom in, but they cannot be within close proximity of one another, and they can't be directly communicating with another. So it's going to be tough to make this reunion show happen with both of them. The lawyer clarified that there can be no direct communication or even communication through anything. So even if one of them is on Zoom and one of them is in person, they cannot communicate.
Address each other?
No, they cannot address each other at all. The thing about the restraining order that's so crazy, it's like, if you know Sheena Shea, she is probably the least intimidating human on the planet. And I believe that she did not punch Raquel. I believe she like backhanded Raquel a la Stassi and Kristen. Open-handed. Yeah. And we know Sheena is known for two things: those obnoxious long nails and her big low-key fake engagement ring that Brock got her. So the cut could be from the ring or the nails.
It's just a different gem. It's just not a diamond.
It's just not a diamond.
It's real.
It's real. It's humongous, but it's not a diamond. Sorry.
It's
not
that
shady.
Pink
I'm
one
Sheena
that sounds like
scenario.
Malachite, but not whatever.
So this happened allegedly at 1:30 in the morning after they taped Watch What Happens Live. And according to Kristen Doty, who, if you don't know her, she is an OG
Vanderpump
Rules who was fired in 2020, but is filming again, confirmed. Kristen is picking up scenes because she used to date Sandoval, and she and Ariana and Sandoval kissed back in the day. And Kristen was like on a huge, like, we got to take down Tom Sandoval. She was like the OG. Tom Sandoval is trash. Her and Stassi both, really. And now Kristen is getting her own justice, getting to film the show again, to be there for Ariana. According to Kristen, Ariana apologized to her when she saw her, even though Kristen was like, that's unnecessary. Like, you don't have to apologize to me. Thank you for taking him off my hands, is what Kristen said. So they had this big reunion. They've been friends for a couple years now, but this big thing. But Kristen said that Ariana found this video of Raquel and Tom masturbating that was recorded on FaceTime by Tom Sandoval. He recorded his own affair. His girlfriend found it on his phone, and Raquel and Ariana found it, obviously freaked out, like whatever. Then she called Raquel, who was with Sheena, and Raquel apparently, like, very casually, Sheena was like, what's happening? And she said, I'm on the phone with Ariana. I just admitted to her that I've been having a month-long affair with
Seven months, casually. Be like,
which
oh,
takes
yeah.
us to, like, September-ish time.
Yeah.
And then that's when the alleged physical violence that Sheena has denied occurred. So there's so many things about this, but one thing we cannot forget that I think is the most shocking is that if you look at the past, the fall, Raquel and Tom have, Raquel has been at every single one of Tom Sandoval's cover band shows, which we have to
They
ask.
Are wearing matching necklaces.
They're wearing matching lightning bolt necklaces. Raquel has been wearing Tom merch. And above all, I think the craziest thing this man has done, which there's so many, he dressed up as Raquel for Halloween. He dressed up as his mistress for Halloween.
This is so bizarre. The whole thing is so bizarre. I also just can't believe she was living with them. Like, what kind of garbage human does that?
That I don't know if we confirmed that part, but she was definitely staying there at some point, right, Raquel?
We didn't confirm that part. But we have more confirmed that she was in the house hooking up with Tom Sandoval while Ariana was in the house asleep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's literally what Tom Sandoval, Jax Taylor, and Kristen Doty did this to Tom Sandoval in season 2 of Vanderpump Rules while watching the Ryan Gosling movie Drive.
Who could
while
forget?
Tom was asleep in the other room. Granted, they had apartments back then, not full houses, but it's still insane to do the same thing that you spent years obviously upset about.
I just can't believe that her name was Rachel and she made it Raquel for the show. Like, this is the biggest, like, you know, this is what points to her general character. And it feels a little bit like Eladia. What is a cucumber? Well,
yeah,
it's all meshing together for me.
It's
good
crazy.
Analogy. Good analogy. And Rachel Raquel, when she first came on the show, she was very soft spoken.
Bambi-eyed bitch.
She was a Bambi-eyed bitch.
Bambi-eyed bitch.
But she is no longer speaking in that heavy valley accent, so slow. She is speaking in complete sentences. She's drinking a lot more. There has been such a shift in like Raquel and, you know, Jezebeling it up, just trying to hook up with everybody's men who are either taken or recently divorced. She just seems like she's on a spiral. Like, you're single, hook up with whoever you want to, but do they all have to be married to your friends?
No, I know. And Tom Sandoval released two statements. The first statement, he apologized to Tom Schwartz, his business partner and best friend, and asked everyone to stop leaving bad Yelp reviews for Schwartz and Sandy's, which we will not be doing. And not stopping. And
I'm going tomorrow.
His second statement, he apologized to Ariana, like, big of him, but still had the audacity to, like, gaslight her in the statement, being like, we had a great times the camera never captured. But there was also bad times the camera never captured. Like, have the balls in the 7 months you're having an affair to break up with your girlfriend of a decade, you loser. And Raquel's statement was very much like, I'm not a victim, but also, like, I have patterns of relying on people and emotional, like, trauma that I need to work through. It's like, okay, so are you a victim or are you not a victim, Rachel? And I love that it came out in, like, her old yearbook that her name was Rachel, but then it was confirmed in the court filing she filed, because Rachel Levis filed it against Sheena Shea, which is just hilarious.
That's how we found out about all of this.
Yeah.
It just could not be more wild and just, like, interwoven in all of the wrong ways. I mean, I wake up every morning and there is something new and something more dramatic about it. And a lot of people had counted out Vanderpump Rules after season 9 as sort of being done, past their heyday, not going to be amazing anymore. Enter Scandoval, and now it is all the way back. And people who have never seen the show are asking me, like, why do I care about this? And then every detail they'll learn, they're like, wow, I can't wait to learn more about this.
And watching what's currently airing, we're back in, like, July, and there's so many little signs, and they weren't, I believe, because some people are saying that there was rumors back in April that Tom Schwartz and Raquel kissed at Coachella, but Schwartz wasn't even at Coachella. So some people are saying, oh, was that actually Sandoval? I don't think so. I think this relationship, they started getting closer over the summer, and, like, it actually started happening probably when they wrapped filming, and then they've been trying to get through it. So, like, September, and then they got exposed. They were trying to get through the reunion and then handle it after, is what I think was going to happen, and try to wrap this season up. But you watch the season now, and Raquel says these things like, Ariana is one of my best friends. They, in the preview for next week's episode, you see, like, Lala's like, I wouldn't trust drunk Raquel around my guy. And Raquel was like, well, thank God you don't have a guy. Like, basically admitting that she's, like, ruthless. And
it was a messed up thing to say. Like, at least you don't have a guy for me to steal. Like, what the hell?
Who are you, woman?
Humans, horrendous humans.
And I just have to say, before we move on, the beauty of it all, Gwen, was fascinating, because Lala Kent took a page from Miss Kylie Jenner and put the Bambi-eyed bitch palette on sale, just like Kylie put the Jordan Woods lip kit that Travis was able to get his hands on as part of history when Jordan kissed Tristan, which feels tame compared to this. And the Bambi-eyed bitch palette was on sale and has sold out. And now that is part of history.
Listen, I love when beauty is part of history.
Herstory. Also, on the most recent episode of Vanderpump Rules, Lala Kent, who revealed that she has not had sex since she conceived her daughter. Mm-hmm. So that means she conceived the daughter, didn't have sex with her fiance for all of the pregnancy, all of the year that they were after, and even after their breakup a year later. So it's been about two and a half.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Years, maybe even 3 years now, depending on the gestation, that Lala Kent has had sex. So they were in Las Vegas, and there was an attractive waiter, Oliver, also known as Garcelle Beauvoir's son from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because Bravo is all up in each other's business.
There's just layers. This is like, it's layers. Shakespeare. Shakespeare could never.
Very Shakespearean. So Lala Kent was very into the waiter, Oliver, Garcelle's son. And cut to 5 minutes later, Raquel is making out with him on the dance floor. Now,
she
did.
He was married.
And he was also married. He's separated. But it is just so wild. The like spiraling down of Rachel Raquel that we have. The need to hook up with everyone's boyfriends. It just, it makes no sense. And it is such a wild story.
It really is. It's just all I've thought about for a week.
Absolutely. Well, I bet you thought of something else because the Tiger Woods story from this week is also really, really good. Now, I had to read at least six different news articles to figure out what is going on, but I think I have a good grasp of it. The headline is Tiger Woods is going through a breakup with Erica Herman, and she is seeking both financial compensation and a release from her non-disclosure agreement. She has filed two lawsuits against Tiger and his holdings in the wake of their breakup last fall.
You go, lawyer Trav.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
On your level.
Yes, it was a lot of work, just like Kim Kardashian, but I did it. Now, the initial headlines in the wake of the filing focused on the suggestion that there was potential sexual harassment or sexual assault allegations, but the truth remains hidden. She sort of implied that there were possible sexual quotas that she had to meet up to, I believe. No one really knows, but that's
because
sort of what I thought.
She quoted this to get out of the NDA. She's citing the Speak Out Act, which, according to Congress, is related to if you can get out of your NDA if you need to like make allegations against someone, sexual harassment or assault. So she's citing that as a way to try to get out of her NDA, but there's no like Tiger Woods did this to me or to anyone else that's been stated. So it is confusing, but that's the NDA part. But then they're also fighting about the house, which is separate.
Right. And she's seeking damages for $30 million for that house. Mm-hmm. She's also charged him that the trust misappropriated $40,000 in cash that belonged to her in the lawsuit. And then here's the sort of sexual part of it. Erica claims that, quote, duties that were performed by and expected of me were extensive of an extraordinary nature in light of the overall circumstances and environment that she lived.
Oh my God.
What?
Crazy.
Oh, and
I mean, we know Tiger Woods is trash, so this isn't really a shock, but
we do. So she's taking $30 million of residents in the house. I just, it's such a wild lawsuit, and it's definitely just the beginning of a huge wave of scandal for Tiger.
Yes, and she is claiming that they like broke up, but she didn't want to move out of the house or something, so she sent her on vacation, and then when she got back, her stuff was moved out,
right.
Which is also, I guess she's claiming, like, not great, not legal, but they aren't married, and like he lives there with his kids, so I'm sure it's mostly his money, so I don't know how much of a leg she does have to stand on with some of this stuff, but Rachel, you could tell, who is obviously one of his ex-mistresses, is, you know, heard Tiger Woods in the news and gave every outlet a call, and she is saying her NDA with Tiger ruined her life. So she's trying to support Erica, and maybe they'll be able to, you know, band together and just warn everyone about signing NDAs when you're dating athletes or other trash humans.
But also, like, I mean, Tiger Woods, like, how is it that this guy...
No liar and cheat.
Exactly.
Him and Rachel Levis, no one liars and cheats.
To have, like, a mea culpa. Like, how did he get back on the scene? Like, this guy destroyed 27 lives.
Gwen, I said the same thing when that Tiger Woods documentary came out. And I was like, when did we all decide to forgive this man just because he 100%. Can swing a golf club? It drives me nuts. And I'm like, I don't wish this on Erica, but like, I can't stand the fact that it's just because guys think he's good at golf that we just forgave him.
100%. Why is he even allowed to still play golf when everyone was like, his big comeback? I was like, his big comeback. He's not a golfer. He is a no liar and cheat.
Good. Hold him accountable for all of this. Being in a relationship with someone and they're living with you and your kids and having all of these sexual demands really speaks to the sort of sexual monster that Tiger Woods is and always has been to everyone he's ever dated.
Date Tiger Woods is a choice. Like, I don't really understand how this happened. They've been together since 2017. So this was a pretty, this is the lengthy, obviously he dated Lindsey Vonn a little bit and he, whatever, but this is like his longest relationship since his divorce and since the scandal. So like unclear how homegirl, she was a restaurant owner. So maybe she was just, you know, wanted to live some of that high life, but not a great choice of partner.
Not a great choice of partner, not a great guy. I just stopped forgiving him. Oh, and my fiance did some research. Lala Kent last had sex June 18th, 2020.
Oh,
was the last time that she had sex.
But then now she's having sex again because she said at BravoCon she's having the best sex of her life. So she's fine.
Thank goodness that she has, you know, popped the cork on that and gotten back into it after her separation from Randall Elmett. Let's see if we could tie every single one of these stories back to Scandoval.
I bet I can.
All right, great. So, well, the next one we're going to talk about Mary and Hagen, also known as Harry and Meghan. There's a lot of wild developments that I never thought would happen this week from them, specifically the royal titles of Lilibet and her older brother Archie. Now Lilibet's about to be 2, Archie's about to be 4. I'd like to, you know, give you those because it's important to remember how old they are so that we're not slapped in the face when they're 12 and feel wildly old. Now, they were listed as prince and princess on the royal family's website as of early this Thursday. Now, they're, of course, their grandfather is King Charles, so they are 6th and 7th in line to the throne. And the official title chains brings the family in line with the 1907 letters patent established by King George V. The decree says that any children born of the sons of the sovereign are be referred to as the prince and the princess. Now, I thought it was really nice. These are two innocent kids who their grandfather is the King of England. So I love that they're named Prince and Princess. Great for them. But what I'm really interested in is Charles's coronation is coming up in May. We've heard so many different things, sort of changes every other week, but we are hearing that Harry and Meghan will be invited, but we don't know if they're going to come. But this sort of seems like after Harry Styles, Elton John, and Adele and the Spice Girls all said no to King Charles for performing at the coronation, that this is like a big mea culpa to bestow these titles that, I mean, are their literal birthright on their kids. So they'll maybe show up for the coronation so it doesn't seem like the saddest event in the world. That is my hot take on this situation for the kids.
I mean, I doubt that it's bribery for them to show up at the coronation. I feel like their titles are their titles. It is their birthright. I just don't understand. Why are we talking about this? Like, why are they bringing it up? Why can't they just go gently into the Santa Barbara sunset? Like, just hang out in Montecito. That's what you said you wanted. Shut your mouths and live your lives in quote unquote privacy.
Yes, I think that obviously we knew this was going to happen because of when Queen Elizabeth died and King Charles became king. That's when their birthright kicks in. That's just the law of the monarchy. What's a little bit interesting to me is they kind of made a big fuss when Archie was born, saying that they didn't want him to have a title because they could have given him a title that wasn't prince but was something when he was born. And they opted not to do that. So I do find it a little ironic that now they're like releasing statements about their birthrights when at the time they were like, we want Archie to be normal. Like, you can keep your title, Palace. I do think it's fair for Archie and Lily to get their titles. Like, that's totally fine. If I was Lily and I was a princess and my parents had the audacity to stop that from being added to my birth certificate, I would have had a princess level meltdown. So absolutely, I get that.
Indeed.
As far as tying this back to Scandoval, which I'm going to do, I don't know if you noticed, but Harry and Meghan have been out and about quite a bit this week on date nights. Meghan had some lunch with her Archwell people.
Gracias
and People Magazine
Madre
got the exclusive that Harry sent cupcakes. That is because the New York Times has decided to start writing about Vanderpump Rules and they are jealous, in my humble opinion. So Harry sent cupcakes and Meghan leaked it to the press so we would pretend that we didn't just care about Tom Sandoval, but it's not working. I still only care about Tom Sandoval.
Well, Prince Harry is going to have an affair with Serena Williams just so they can eclipse what is going on in Vanderpump Rules world.
Oh my God, imagine.
Prince Harry and Oprah.
Prince Harry and Priyanka Chopra. Or Prince Harry and the woman who...
Moo, Shu, what was her name? It was her friend.
Yes, the best friend who, like, then was accused of doing, like...
Saying
what's it
that
called?
Word, super racist stuff, and like really, really, really bad.
Jessica Mulroney.
Jessica, was that her name?
Yes.
Jessica Mulroney. I could see her going with Harry pretty quick, although
she's
Jessica
a
Mulroney's husband is the son of the former Prime Minister of Canada. So, like,
perfect.
She's
more mess.
Pedigree, you know? Mm.
I still, we need some salacious hot messness from them. Thank you, Harry and Meghan. Please give it to us.
The cupcakes are not cutting it.
The cupcakes are not cutting it. And Gracias Madre, it was just a strange choice. It's just a strange choice for her to go for so many reasons that I can't even get into. Well, thank you to Sarah and Gwen for being here today and really indulging all of us and talking about the scandal of it all and helping me spill the rest of the piping hot celebrity, but get a little hotter, Harry and Meghan. Again, this is Travis Cronin's Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, guys, you know what
they're nothing like us because I don't sleep with my friend's husband.
That's
right, Rachel.
Because we don't sleep with our friends' husbands. That is nice. Well, we will be back next week, and I'm sure the scandal will have blown up to more epic proportions. And we'll keep you posted. We'll see you then.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.